next Gemara. Reb Nechemiah Amar. Okay, Reb Nechemiah Amar. Today she yahaloch adam mishatish kacham achasi mil. Reb Nechemiah says, after shkiyas achama, the amount of time it takes a person to work half a mil is 9 minutes, that's bein hashmashos. Amim chanina, rotza leida shi'uvay shi Reb Nechemiah. Someone wants to know how long Reb Nechemiah's time is. See, in those days they didn't have watches, so if you have a watch, you know, 9 minutes. But without a watch, how are you supposed to figure this out in 9 minutes? Sun sets. You say, wait 9 minutes. How do you know how long 9 minutes is? So he says,
it doesn't work at
night. Make a measurement. How you make a measurement for yourself and you know that much is 9 minutes.
Okay, so he gives a measurement. So he said like this. Yaniya chama b'rosh ha-karmel. A guy is living on the beach of Haifa. So he sees the sun on top of the Har Carmel mountain. And it's setting, it goes down behind the mountain. The Yered Yitful B'yam. Let him go jump into the ocean, dip himself into the ocean. V'yale? Come up. Zereshush Reb Nechemiah. Depends how long you swim. I don't know what Tishrei Gemara. Tishrei Gemara. You figure out 9 minutes by going for a swim in the ocean.
Maybe it's
what does the Gemara mean?
Maybe it's from the mountain.
I guess from the mountain. In other words, you're on top of the mountain and you see the sun is going to go down. Go down the mountain, all the way down to the beach. Go into the beach.
Maybe
I don't understand. I believe the truth is I don't understand the Gemara's Shia.
It doesn't depend on everybody else. Everybody has his own speed to go down.
Yeah, everybody can also have their different speeds.
So what?
How can... What does Oscar say? What does Oscar say?
We're talking about an Amra, walking person. That's not the problem.
Isn't he mikvah? Really? Isn't he like child starting dipping the mikvah?
Right, go to the mikvah. But what does Oscar say?
When one is standing on top of a mountain, the sun is just off the image as it is setting. If at the moment a Kohen who had contracted tumor was standing atop the Mount Carmel, a peak situated off the shore of the Mediterranean Sea, he could still descend the mountain and immerse himself in the sea before sunset. In doing so, he would have performed the act of tefillah during the day.
Right.
Then, because those will eat tumor once the night falls, after he doesn't really say.
Okay, they don't really explain. Anyway, as someone's on a mountain, he sees the sun setting. He runs down the mountain to make a tevilah. He explains in the article because he's a Kohen and he was Tameh and he wants to eat chuma that night, so you have to get into the mikveh before the sun sets. So the sun is going down, he runs down the mountain, his tovel, and that's, by then it's already 9 minutes of Ben HaShemashah. Exactly. To me it seems very, like a very vague kind of idea.
You're not supposed to come back up because
it's Biala. Then Biala, going back up the mountain.
Then it's
like
maybe do an average.
All of this takes 9 minutes. It depends where on the mountain you are.
Maybe do the average. If you like 10 people see what's in between.
All right. Anyway, 9 minutes I think is a little more accurate than this, but I don't know. The Gemara gives you this. Omer Chia, Harotz Liros Be'erah Shel Miriam. You want to see Miriam's well. There's a miraculous well which accompanied the Jews in the desert. Water coming out of Iraq. Yala l'rosh ha-Karmel can go up to the mountain of Carmel. V'yitzapeh v'yireh k'min v'yirah b'yam. You see a little whirlpool in the yam. Like a little circle in the yam.
It's a Galil, right?
What is that?
The Miriam's well.
Yitzapeh means you look. It's a pot. Yireh, and look far, the Yireh, and see Kamin Kvara. Kvara is like a circle, a little whirlpool. Bayam. Zohi Beirah Shel Miriam. Now, the fact is, this Gemara seems to say that it's in the Yam HaTichon, the Beirah Shel Miriam. It's in the Mediterranean, but there's a tradition, I guess, in Rashi and Chumash said brings it down that the Bear of Miriam wound up in the Yam Kineret in Tiberia. I think Rashi says it in Chumash that that's where the Bear of Miriam went. And the Ariya Kadosh, when he wanted to reveal the secrets of Kabbalah to Abchaim Vital, who wrote them up for him, took him to the middle of the Kinneret, and he gave him a drink of water from the Be'er of Miriam. And once he drank that water, he saw already Eliyahu HaNavi. And he was able to understand all the secrets of the Ariya Kadosh. So I don't know, it's a paradox. One Chazal says it's in the Yam HaGadol, the other Chazal says it's in the Yam Kinneret. The Gemara said you can see it. Amarav, Mayan HaMetzaltel Tahor. If there's a moving spring, it doesn't get Tamei, Vizel Tahor, Be'erah Shel Miriam. This is the Be'er of Miriam. It can never become Tamei, it's a Mayan. Okay. There must be deeper meanings to this Gemara than what meets the eye. No question. Sure, Rabbi Wilson speak about that. This Gemara would say fantastic things. But Mashal doesn't say anything. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Ben Hashmashas to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ben Hashmashas to Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Ben Hashmashas we've been talking about, that the sun goes down, the sky gets red, and the horizon gets red, the horizon gets black, and the top of the sky gets black. In this Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlim Bo. The Kohanim can be Tovlim. In other words, it's still day. A kohen who's tamei wants to eat truma, he has to go to the mikvah and wait for the sun, the day to end. It's called Har Shemesh. Then in the pasuk says, Bo Hashemesh v'toyer. Tovel, Bo Hashemesh v'toyer.
Before Ben Hashmashos.
So he has to go to the mikvah before Ben Hashmashos, because that's a suffix. Ben Hashmashos is too late. He has to go when it's still bad hayom. So he says that Yehuda's Ben Hashmashos, the Kohanim can still go to the mikveh, which means that it's still day. In other words, it's disputing. Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel is going against Rabbi Yehuda. He says Ben Hashmashos, Rabbi Yehuda, Kohanim Tovlim Bo. So the Gemara says, Laman, who's he talking about? Alima the Rabbi Yehuda, if it means Rabbi Yehuda himself, Sveiku, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't let you do it then, he also says it's a suffix. Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi Kohanim Tovlim. Rabbi Yossi said Bein Hashmashos Keharif Ayin. Zenech Nesvei Yotze. When does Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashos begin? After Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos. So once Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos is over, starts Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, during the Rabbi Yehuda period, it's Yom. It's still day. You can go to the mikvah and have Bia Shemesh later. That means, according to Rabbi Yossi, you have either 13 and a half minutes or 12 minutes, as we saw before. So at least 13 and a half minutes after sunset, the sky is red and the sky turns black on the horizon. It's all day. It's all day. So what says Pshita? Obviously, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. What says, Ma'od the same of Bein Hashmashos Rabbi Yossi, Meshach Shayach with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you might have thought that Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashos occurs during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos. It doesn't say when it's clarifying. Maybe it occurs during these 13 and a half minutes. Kamash Malon, so it tells me, Shmuel tells me, Shalim Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yehuda, finish Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashos, the 13 and a half minutes, V'hadam Matzil, Bein Hashmashos to Rabbi Yossi, and then to Rabbi Yossi. So it seems Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, that it's day, even after sunset, as long as the sky didn't turn black on top. If it turns black on top, 13 and a half minutes after sunset, then you've been Ben Hashmashos of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabba Babachon on Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. L'inyan Chuma. Rav B'chanam, Rabbi Yochanan say a split. Pasim like the Yehuda on Shabbos, half of it, Yossi, for Tshuma. Tshuma meaning the coin going to the mikvah and waiting for the sun to set. It's a funny thing. So he says, apparently he's not sure. He's not sure who's right. Is it Rabbi Yehuda correct about Ben Shmoshos, or is Rabbi Yossi correct? So he says, Shabbos Kolag Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, stop doing work. The minute the sun sets to Suffolk, it might be Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shmoshos, might be the right spot of Suffolk, Ben Shmoshos. So right away you should stop doing work once the sun sets. Meanwhile, if you're a Kohen, you can still go to the mikvah until 13 and a half minutes later. So it's a very difficult psak. Vishnah Malachi Rabbi Yehuda Linyan Shabbos L'chumra. Understand? Yimachmer. Linyan Tshuma Mayi. What's this din of Tshuma? Yilema L'tzvila. You're letting someone go into the mikvah if he's Tomei. Sveiki. How can he do that? It's a Sofik Ben Shmoshes. Maybe it's Ben Shmoshes. Hello. It means like this. L'achilas Tshuma. To eat the Tshuma. To the ochli konim tshuma ad the shalim ben eshmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. In other words, the guy goes to the mikvah, the coin is tameh, he has to go to the mikvah by day and wait for tzeis kochavim bias shemesh bar shemesh v'tor. Then he can eat the tshuma at night. That's the zeis kochavim. You have to have mikvah plus ha'ar of shemesh, wait for tzeis kochavim. So he went to the mikvah by day. But he has to wait for the day to turn into night. When will it turn into night? When the sun sets? When Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Shmoshes is over, 13 and a half minutes later? Or will it turn into night when Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmoshes, or even after the 13 and a half minutes? Rabbi Yossi, because since it's a suffix, do we pass with Rabbi Yehuda? Do we pass with Rabbi Yossi? You have to go with Chumrah. So, as far as waiting for the Tzeis HaKachavim, who says the Kachavim does the Kohen have to wait for? Rabbi Yehuda? No, it's too early. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is correct. Rabbi Yossi is later. So in order to eat the Tshuma, he has to wait for the Tzeis HaKachavim of Rabbi Yossi. Going to the mikvah, he should go to the mikvah when it's day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is earlier. He can't go during the Bein HaShmashas of Rabbi Yehuda to the mikvah. It might be already night. He has to go to the mikvah before the sun sets, but he can't eat the Tshuma even after 13 and a half minutes. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is correct and there's another Ben Shmoshes after Rabbi Yehuda. So he has to wait for Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmoshes to end. Now there's a very big question here. How much extra time is Rabbi Yossi's Ben Shmoshes? It more says it's Karavayim. So what's the difference? You wait for Rabbi Yehuda, wait more for Rabbi Yossi. It's only Karavayim. So Tosfos says, look at Tosfos. Top Tosfos, top of the page. El inyan achila, Lamed Hamed Beis. Kasha, very difficult. The nishum shi'ur porta, the havi keheret ayin. This whole extra amount is very small. It's a blink of an eye. Lamed the missing kreb yosi. You can't say for this you're passing the kreb yosi be machmet to wait. Lekel meimar, the keheret ayin Rabbi Yossi, eino miyad achar ben eshmos Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe you'll tell me, Rabbi Yossi's keheret ayin is not right away after Rabbi Yehuda's ben eshmoshes. Mis achar harbe achav, it's much later. In Cain, hagam Rabbi Yehuda mishmul ben eshmos, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, kind of tovim bo, ma'ir ben eshmoshes, achar ben eshmos Rabbi Yehuda nami kind of tovim Rabbi Yossi. So why did Shmuel say that you can be Tovel according to Rabbi Yossi during the Ben HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda? Even after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashes, there's still time till you get to Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes. So turns to the Kasha Manusha. Did Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes take place right after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashes? Then what's the Gemara saying? You have to wait to eat. Wait another half a second? It's a blink of an eyelash. Doesn't mean anything. And if you tell me no, Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes is much later, then how come Shmuel said before that according to Rabbi Yossi, he can go to the mikvah during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben HaShemashes? No, even after that he can go to the mikvah, full day. Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes begins much later. That's the kashya.
He's the kashya, Rabbi.
When did Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemashes take place? Immediately when Rabbi Yehuda's finishes? Then over here about waiting for eating tshuma doesn't make any sense. Then you tell me, no, Rabbi Yosef ben Hashmashes takes place much later than after Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmashes. Rabbi Yehuda's ben Hashmashes ends. 30 and a half minutes ends. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's night. Yosef says, no, no, it's still day. It's still day. Does the ben Hashmashes take place 20 minutes later? Half an hour later. He has a whole big amount of day after Rabbi Yehuda's tzeis. That's why he says the Kohanim have to wait to eat because it's still daytime according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, but Shmuel then said before that you can go to the mikvah according to Rabbi Yossi during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes. Even after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes you can go to the mikvah according to this pshat because Rabbi Yossi's Bein HaShemashes begins much later. So what's going on? V'yeshloma, the answer is the Enom is Achel Kokach Sheyehei Shia Tvila Bintayim. It's not enough time to go to the mikvah. It's not right away, but how much time would it take a person to, let's say, get undressed and go into the mikvah?
5 minutes. 2 minutes you really need to.
2 minutes?
Really need to.
30 seconds.
To say 3 minutes.
Depends on no. Teach me if you don't have to go to the mikvah. I mean. Okay. He said, why? They get undressed, go in, and then come back, get dressed again.
2 minutes.
5 minutes to the other shower. So Tyson says, Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemash, Reb Yossi begins his Bein HaShemashes after Reb Yehuda, not right away, a little bit after, but not enough time to go to the mikvah. That's why Shmuel said, go to the mikvah during Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes. Afterwards, you're not going to have enough time. However, the Gemara here says, the Kohanim can't eat until they wait for Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes. So let's say it's a minute. So they were trying to tack on another minute. It's a shver teretz, very shver.
What's the teretz?
The teretz is it's not immediately after Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, but it's also not so far away. It's so close that you cannot go to the mikvah this time. So let's say you said it takes 2 minutes to get undressed and jump into the mikvah. So it's less than 2 minutes in between. So you have to add that on if you want to eat tshuva, because maybe he's right, Reb Yossi. But meanwhile, you go to the mikvah, don't go to the mikvah during those 2 minutes. They're not going to have enough time. Go to the mikvah earlier. That's how it works to them. It's a shver teretz. Inami, a second teretz, suffik hoya lahem. That itself is a suffik. Im hoya maschil miyad acha de Reb Yehuda, omis acha habet. Tesis says the Gemara itself has a suffix when Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes begins. The second shot is a good teretz. The Gemara does, Reb Yossi says Bein HaShemashes is Herif Adi. Look, it's a blink of an eyelash. But meanwhile, he says Reb Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes is dead. It's dead. When does his Bein HaShemashes begin? We don't know. Maybe it begins right away after Rabbi Yehuda. Or begins much later, 20 minutes later, half an hour later. Rabbi Yossi Bein HaShemashes, no one knows when it begins, Tosfos says. That's why the Gemara is machmir both ways. The Gemara says, if you want a guy to go to the mikvah according to Rabbi Yossi, you should do it only during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, not a second later. If you want the Kohen to eat, he has to wait way after the Zman of Reb Yehuda until we finally know that there's no more possibility of Reb Yossi. Okay, so it's a big problem, because if we pass in like Reb Yossi, if you're going to be bringing Reb Yossi into the question of the Psach, because the Gemara said that Shmuel didn't know, Reb Yochanan didn't know. If you pass in Reb Yehuda, you're passing in Reb Yossi. If you're going to pass in Reb Yochanan, you're going to have to wait much more, because who knows when Reb Yossi's Bein HaShemashes is. Okay. Wait, one second. Okay, now to another piece of Gemara. Om Reb Yehuda, Om Shmuel. A new idea. Kochav Echad Yom. One star, it's day. By the way, which is the first star you see at night? It's mamish, very light.
Venus.
Venus is the first star which comes out at night. It's a planet, but it looks like a star. It has its white and it's sparkling like a white star, but really it's a planet.
Allah is the same.
Huh? halachically we call it a star. So that star, Venus, does not create night or Bein HaShemashot. It's nothing. It doesn't do anything. It's mamish day. You can see it even before the sun sets. You can see it.
The planets don't sparkle, so you think that the rabbis would know the difference between the planets anyway, right? The planets don't sparkle, too. Right? They're just straight white.
Okay.
So
okay, but at least the Gemara is correct that Kochav Echad, the first star, is even a day star. It's not even, you don't even need night, it's nothing. Shnayim, two stars, Bein HaShemashot. Shlosha, three, Laila. Oh boy. It's a whole new thing. It's a whole new thing. Nothing to do with the color of the horizon, reddish, blackish. It has to do with how many stars you see in the sky. One, two, or three.
There's no point of looking at the sky. There's no point.
Yeah,
you those count stars.
But you don't see anything.
Okay, we'll soon see. Tanya Namahachi. In the Vaisa. Kochel Bechad Yom. Shnayim Bein HaShemashot. Shlosh Alayla. Omer Rebbe Yossi. This is not Rebbe Yossi the Tanya. It's a different Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Oven. That's the gist of the Bach. So Namor, Rav Yossi, no, he's a Tana, but not the Rav Yossi from before, a different Rav Yossi. Om Rav Yossi Baravin, lo kochovim gedolim, hanirim b'yom. We're not talking about giant stars. Giant stars you can see by yom. Lo kochovim tanim, sheinirim b'layla. Tiny stars, it's only when it's mamish night. Let's forget about those stars. Ela benyamin, middle-sized stars. Middle-sized stars determine this question of day and night. When there are three middle-sized stars, you know it's night. It's mamish night. Yes?
The only star, you only see like maybe 15 stars at the most, like in cities and everything, so are those only large stars, medium stars?
Probably in the city you probably see large stars.
So you can't judge anything by stars?
No. If you're in the country, you can look at the stars.
Why do you see the stars?
Because of the lights. The city lights block out the stars. So, this is what every Jewish child knows. I remember when I was a little boy, my father told me, you see three middle-sized stars in the sky, you know it's Matzah Shabbos. But I always was wondering, what is a middle-sized star? How do you know what's middle?
You have to compare it.
And I never found out. And that is a huge question. Well, that's a huge question. What's a middle-sized star?
It's not such a big kasha, though.
Why?
Because you say that the first star you can see while it's still day, right? So that's when, like, the sun is going down, when you can still put light on the horizon, right? And the second star you see when it's kind of dark, so that's like when it's kind of fading to black. And then the third star you see when it's really black, and that's according to the night. So
yeah, but how do you know that the stars
you
see?
No, I mean, it fits in. It goes.
The question also is this star configuration, is this Reb Yehuda's Shita? You see, if it's Reb Yehuda's Shita, that we know that at the beginning of the Bein HaShemashot period, is the sun went down. So good, the sun goes down, and I start looking at the stars. Because he only told me colors, reddish, black, so we know, we saw already that some of Farshim say really the color scheme, looking at the horizon in the east, if it's reddish or if it's black, is hard to gauge, because maybe there's some clouds there. So it looks black before it really is black. So you say, okay, let's look at the stars. So if I know when I'm supposed to look at the stars, sun went down, if the sheet is, start looking at the stars. Good. But if you're like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says Bein HaShemashot doesn't begin when the sun goes down. After Rabbi Yehuda's man is all over and done with, then some point after that, all of that he says is dead.
What is it, Rabbi Yehuda?
Some point after Rabbi Yehuda, he says it's a Bein HaShemashot. When Tosafot says we don't even know when that is. We don't even know when that is. Rabbi Yehuda finishes his thing 13 and a half minutes. That we know. The Gemara said 3/4 of a mil. So we have something to gauge with. But if you're going to work with the Yossi, your Ramish up to. When do you start looking at the stars? So we start looking at the stars at least I'd say at least 15 minutes after the sun goes down, start looking at the stars. How do you know what's small, what's average, what's large? You have to be an expert. City people like me have no idea what it is. Anyway, you'll soon see there's a huge machlokas around this. Okay, now let's look at the Tosfos. Lamed Hei Med Aleph Tosfos. Trei Tzilsei Mil. So the original argument concerning Rebbe Yehuda's Shita, which was when the sun goes down and then you wait for the sky to turn black, the horizon, the top of the sky. So it takes 2/3 of a mil, or 3/4 of a mil. So it's either 13 minutes, 12 minutes. Kasha. Tosfos says a very big kasha. So Hacha Mashma, the Mori here seems to say, Shkiyas Hachama Ad Alayla, Leka Ela plus the Rivei Mil. The most we have in our Gemara is from sunset till night, according to Yehuda, is 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil, we said, was 13.5 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda Gufei B'Psachim, the same Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara P'Psachim, Peg Mishai Tomei Sava says, the Mishkiyah Sacham Atzeset Kochavim, Abba Milam. He says from sunset till the stars come out, is 4 Milam. How much is 4 Milam? 72 minutes. This is a tremendous contradiction. The same Tana, Sachet Shabbos, says that the Bein Hashmashes period is at most 3/4 of a mil after sunset. 13.5 minutes. Same Tana, Sachet Psachim. They're not discussing Bein Hashmashes, they're just discussing astronomy. Talking about astronomy, you know, all kinds of astronomical discussions about the sun moving around the earth around the sun, revolutions, etc. So he said, from sunset till the stars come out, he says it's 4 milim. 72 minutes. Tanin l'reish per kamen nefsachim. Ukin muchach kra. And there's also a pasuk. Tanachnu osim b'malacha. Deminei machu peg beit ha-megillah. Demalos ha-shachar. Yemamahu. And the Gemara says the same story in the morning, that 72 minutes before the sun rises, it's already day. It's called Alos HaShachar. So we see 72 minutes is a real zman. It's taken very seriously.
Is there sunset and sunrise?
Sunset and sunrise. The Gemara says there's a 72 minute period on both ends. So the 72 minutes before the sun comes up is dawn. It's called, but the halacha is different. The morning dawn is different than the evening twilight. I don't know why. The morning dawn is considered to be yom. So you don't even have to have the sun come up. Once it's alos ha-shachar, it's yom. In the evening, the sun goes down, it becomes a suffix, bein ha-shmashes. We don't know. But in any event, the Gemara, at least in Megillah, speaks about the 72 minutes in the morning. So it's a real thing. So the question is, there is definitely a real astronomical event. What is this? 1 second, guys. Hello? It's only 5 minutes, I'll be back. To say that there's two Tzeit Kochavos. One is halachically Laila, that's 3 stars. There's another Tzeit Kochavim, all the stars, and that's astronomy. That takes place after 72 minutes, and that's what the Gemara Sofen is talking about. The Gemara is not telling me any halacha about the 72 minutes. It's just telling me an astronomical fact. Yes, Ahmed.
Maybe like after the first
day,
the first day and the second day, it's still the Sofen, but most likely it's already Laila, so you cannot rely on the Sofen to do anything. But
no, but then you would need a machmir. The Gemara here says that after 13.5 minutes there's no mechumra. You can even be lenient. You can go do a malacha after Shabbos is over. So you can't say that. We have to come up, according to the Vilna Gaon, Aaron said a teretz, which is basically, we'll soon see later, not today, next week, the Vilna Gaon, that halachic tzeis kachavim is when? After 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil. When is it astronomical tzeis kachavim? 72 minutes, 4 mil. The halachic tzeis kachavim is much earlier, 3 stars. The astronomical tzeis kachavim means all the stars.
If it's only 13
after a
period, then
there's
still light in the sky.
It's plenty of light. The Gemara says it's light. Half the sky is light. Only one half is dark.
And it's dark.
And it's light. It's Lila. It's already Lila. The Gemara says it's baby. So it's Lila that the half the sky is light and half the sky is dark. As long as it gets dark in the middle of the sky, it's already Lila. Where will you see these 3 stars, the Benganim, in the dark part of the sky? Okay, because of this problem, the Ben Tam comes up with a sensational terrace. Yes, Yoda. Like Gemara says, it's very Mila, it's night. Hechzer for Elyon. Hechzer for Elyon Mila. The Tach became dark, it's very Mila. Hechzer for Tachton Veloha Elyon. Is Yo. Hechzer for Elyon, Dam Kane, it's Lila. What does Elyon mean? Right above me. The other half is the light. Just above, Elyon, Lamala.
This is saying very
different. It's already Lila.
I have a question. When the coins, you wonder what the signs say to the other coin will go out, but first of all, it's not so signed.
Wait, you're jumping the gun.
Can we do the second terrace?
Let's not do the Beinu Tam. So terrace number one is Aaron's terrace, which fits the Vilna Gaon Shita. Namely, there's a halacha and there's an astronomy, a mitzvah. There's a halacha and there's a science. Halacha and science are not the same. Halacha says that Bein HaShemashos begins with sunset and continues for 3/4 of a mil. And then it's light up. How many stars do you see at that point in the sky? Only 3. It's already light up, according to Allah. Science says no. Science says, when do the stars come out? After 4 mil. Because after 4 mil, you have all the stars out. The Gedolim, the Beinanim, the Katanim, and you look up in the sky, you see a sky full of stars. So that's what the science calls Tzeis HaKachavim. 4 mil later. And the Gemara in Pesachim is science. The Gemara in Shabbos is Halacha. And Halacha and science do not conform as far as the question of the stars and the definition of night. So, if you talk to the Lahadil Elef Alfe Havdalim, to the U.S. Naval Observatory, which determines day and night for America, and you ask them, when do the stars come out? What are they going to say? All the stars, 72 minutes. You ask a rabbi, when do the stars come out? 13 and a half minutes. Because for us, if 3 stars is good enough. They want a sky full of stars. That's astronomy. That's the night, that's the nautical night, the night of the Naval Observatory. We are dealing with halachic night. Halachic night is only 13 and a half minutes after sunset. Even though the sky is very light, one half is mamish light, the other half is dark. It's still considered for us Laila, and you can do malacha matzah Shabbos. This is the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, and therefore it has resolved the 2 Gemaras. Yes, no?
That's the reason probably why they include two explanations of what night is, because there was probably there are two different reasons. I mean, two different nights. There states of Kofim. There's either the stars come out, there's when the stars begin to come out. So it has to be that they say the first explanation that the half the sky is dark and half the sky is light, because then it couldn't be that all the stars are out, because then
exactly. If all the stars were out, then you would expect the whole sky to be dark, not just half the sky.
How about the Shita for Ben Udam?
Now let's do a bigger time. So let's go back. Tosfos says there's a paradox. And Gemara said that after 3/4 of a mil, it's Lila. The Gemara Pesachim says that after 4 mil, it's Tzeis HaKachavim, which it seems to be also Lila. So it's a paradox. Amar Ben Udam. V'hosam mayi b'tchilas shkia. V'hocham mishetishka b'sol shkia. There are two sunsets, he says. There's a beginning of a sunset, and there's an end of a sunset. Acha shenichna sachama ba'ober v'kia. What's going to be a sunset like this? The astronomical night and the halakhic night begin at the same time. 72 minutes after the sun goes down, it becomes Laila. Sefer Kachokim and Psachim and Laila and Shabbos is the same thing. 72 minutes, 4 minutes. The sun goes down, wait 4 more, and it's Sefer Kachokim, which is Laila. I, the Gemara by us, says only 3/4 mil. That's a second shkia. Our Gemara is not discussing when the sun goes down. The Gemara doesn't say the term. If you look very carefully, Ben Tam was a genius. If you look at the Brisa, it doesn't say shkia sachama. It says mishetishka hachama. Two different words. Shkia sachama and mishetishka hachama. What's the difference? Shkia sachama means the sun, the ball of the sun went below the horizon. That's called shkia tachama. Shkia means to sink. So shkia tachama means the sun sunk below the horizon. That he calls chilat hashkia. What is mishetishka? It's already sunk. So he says it doesn't sink. The minute the sun is below the horizon, it's just beginning to sink. It takes a long time for it to sink, really sink, to get to the point of Mishatishka. It takes exactly 72 minus 13 and a half. It'll take exactly 68 and a half minutes for the sun to sink. 58 and a half minutes. 56 and a half minutes. It takes 56 and a half minutes. 3 1/4 mil for the Shkias Hachama to finish. Shkias Hachama is not an instant. Shkias Hachama is a Zman. It takes 3 1/4 mil for the Shkias Hachama to happen. And then we start another 3/4 mil Mishatishka Achama for Bein HaShemashim. When the Gemara said by us that you begin the Bein HaShemashim and it runs for 3/4 mil, yeah. The Gemara said Mishatishka Achama. Anyway, when the sun has finished setting, you start 3/4 mil. Mishatishka after the Shkias Achama. But the Shkias Achama takes time! It takes, in fact, 3 1/4 mil.
So when do you start counting it?
The 4 mil, you start...
The first
year.
You start from where?
When the ball of the sun goes below the horizon, that instant is Shkia Tachama, Shkia HaRishona, the first moment, and then you start 4 mil. Which gives you 72 minutes.
Wait, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that you're starting Shkia Tachama after the sun already sets?
Yeah, when the ball of the sun goes below the horizon.
Now you start Shkia Tachama?
Right, now you start Shkia Tachama. So the ball is below the horizon, and you start Shkia Tachama. The Shkia itself, the process of the Shkia in the Chama, takes 3 1/4 mil.
So where does Shkia Tachama, it's not the setting of the
sun? And then the Mishatishka Hachama is after 3 1/4 mil is over. Now it's already a point called the Shkia Shkia. The second Shkia is Mishatishka Hachama. That is now beginning the new Zman of 3/4 mil for Bein HaShemashim. So you wind up and say that the Chavim is 4 mil after the first Shkia.
Put this on the board.
Give me a piece of chalk. Get a piece of chalk for my jaw. The Bain of Time was a genius, and he came up with this shot.
I don't understand.
Yes. It's in the first jaw on the left. Half a shot. It's a completely different Bain of Shmashes. The first sheet is that there's a halachic shkia and a halachic bein hashmashes and a halachic seis, then there's a different seis called astronomy. So it's very simple. Our Gemara is discussing mishit. Is this one shkia sachama? There's one.
So since you said to me, to the beginning of shkia
sachama.
Maybe you said to mention the beginning of
shkia sachama.
Is that say fourth of it, right?
And then the ball of the sun goes below the horizon. So you go 3/4 of a mil, which equals 13.5 minutes. You finish mashos. Then here you have Lila. Lila the halakh.
This is from the growth.
This is the growth.
Where does the sun
end? Then you go down another 3.25 mil.
Astronomical.
This is Sefer Chachamim. The text. This is the astronomical. Or it's the Chachamim. Chachamim means astronomy. I'm sure I say astronomy in Hebrew. This second moment, the 4 mil, the 72 minutes, has no meaning according to the Gemara in Halacha. It's only astronomy. That's the Gemara stuff. The Gemara of Shabbos is Halacha. Halacha. But why? Because Allah created night because of 3 stars. But astronomy creates night when you have all the stars. So that's why there's a big difference. Halakhic night is much earlier than the real night of the Naval Observatory. This is the biblical. But Bingham says, this doesn't make any sense. Why would a Gemara Pesach just tell me astronomy? 4 mil? It doesn't have any nafkamin on halacha? He said it's not true. He said like this. Shkia Rishona. Did I say 4 mil? Now we go 3.25 mil. Which is 56.5 minutes. This, according to the time, is young. Then we have Shkia Shnia. Or it's called in the Gemara's Lashon the Shetishka. This creates Bein HaShmashos, which goes 3/4 of a mil.
How could this be?
This is 3/4 of a mil, which is 13.5 minutes. Now we have Seis HaKokavim, which equals Laila, which equals 3 stars.
Much more than 3 stars.
The Bingham Tom says there are 3 stars after 72 minutes. Right. The guy says this is crazy. How can it be 3 stars after 72 minutes? There are millions of stars. It's a kasha. You have a kasha. The Bingham Tom says this is how the Gemara's work out very well. The Gemara Pesachim is halacha. It takes 4 mil to get from Shkia. However, it says Shkia, it doesn't say Mishatishka. There it says Shkia Zachara. Our Gemara says Mishatishka. The process for the sun to set itself, which is a Yom process, but the sun is in the process of setting, takes 3.25 mil. When Alan Gamama says three quarters of one mil is a suffix, Mishatishka Hama Ad Sesa Kachogim, that's the last three quarters of the four. So the second shkia, that second shkia is when the suffix of halacha begins. And then the Sesa Kachogim is at 72 minutes.
Wait, so when, where's Ben Ashmashos?
Ben Ashmashos is over here.
Is it the three quarters?
This is insane.
So almost an hour after the sun's already set, that's when Ben Ashmashos starts?
Yeah. According to Middle Time, we have a huge extra time on Friday to drive cars, to do work. The Satmar Rebbe, Zitzal, used to drive a car himself during these 56 minutes. Until the Moshe Feinstein wrote him a letter, said it doesn't look good in America, people are not used to it.
Is that what they dominate so much later?
Right, because all the chassidim passed from Middle Time across the board, the Kula and the Chumra. The Passover in the town of Kula also, it's Mamish Day. You can do whatever you want on Friday during the 56 minutes. That's why they died in such a late mincha. Because it's Yom. Middle time. It's good on Friday. It's very bad for you on Shabbos. Because Shabbos ends much later.
Why did you say three stars? Are you all stars then? Says cooking the last one.
The Gemara says three stars are at 72 minutes.
So we have to say three.
No, I'd say the bottom though. When you say the after
three, the three. That's 72 minutes. Three stars, the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's three stars. The Gemara says it's three stars is lighter.
Okay, so at the 56 and a half minutes, there's not three stars yet.
No. Yes,
but this way you can say that Sefer Machomim is also a process. It starts then and
if you get to the three bains, you have one, two, three, back. That's the
art. So it's three stars of being a after?
The
board
goes
on the
horizon.
Right.
So
it doesn't mean it
starts to go
down.
When the
board
is
on
the cover, right?
Right. Nobody says that when it starts to go up. There is a sheet like that. The sheet of the Yerayim. The Yerayim has a very beautiful sheet. The Yushalayim, the Ma'at. I'll put that in the Yerayim.
Okay, so it's the first three stars. Yerayim,
it's 58.
Huh?
It's 58
and a half instead of 56.
13 and a half on 72. 72.
So it's the 58.
Yeah. All right. 58. Why is it the sheet of the rock? He's not getting it from the other, you know?
Yeah. Who says what? We'll see. Rabbeinu Tam says it. Probably Rashi's like the Gaon, right? The Rashi doesn't say. You have to see. You have to go through now a lot of Rishonim to see who says what. The big issue is how did the Rambam pass it?
Okay, the early
Sheetas, yeah. Okay. We'll
so
go over here
on
Rishon,
right? Now when there's half light, half night, finish mushroom. The grass setting looked like the sun alone, the ball itself. And when the ball goes down, it's
finished. Right, that's very good, very good. The Vilna Gaon is focusing on the ball of the sun, and the is focusing on light and dark in the world. Not so much the sun.
So if any light is still off from Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to shmash, it has to be totally black.
Exactly.
For the Karat, it's the other way around, it's facing the sun, the ball goes down,
that's position, it. Right, exactly. That's what the Rav Sal mentioned, that's the Rav Sal shot. That Rabbeinu Tam, the longest Rabbeinu Tam is the Vilna Gaon is basically defining day and night as the position of the sun.
After the 4 days.
Right. And the time says, no, it depends on light and dark in the world. Light and dark in the world, it doesn't really get dark in the world until 72 minutes. Before 72 minutes, it's very light. You can't say it's really black. It's black. At 72 minutes, it's black. Pitch black.
You're going to write the other sheet.
Oh, I'm writing the third sheet. You're ready. Sheet is so you're ready. You're ready in the third sheet.
Who is the
Uranian? There's a lot of the Rishon, wrote a book called the Uranian, Sefer HaYuranian.
And the Yerushalmi,
do you follow that? Yerushalmi, I don't know.
No,
it's
Jerusalem, like the
Jerusalemites,
the people in
Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, they follow this. This is different, this is like this.
Okay.
Yerushalmi, do the Uranian?
Once the fall starts going, right, that's when you say the top of this. I mean, that's when
they say like this, 3/4 of the hill. How many minutes is that? 13.5, right?
Yeah.
They say... This is Ben Ashmashus, of course, 4:16.5.
Ben Ashmashus is before Shiv Sama. So it's bright light outside, it's Ben Ashmashus.
Right,
so this... The sun is starting going down
the right. It fits into the Gemara, because doesn't the Gemara say that the sun is in the west, and it's sending out rays to the east and making the east red, like a sun through a window, Rashi says. A sun through the window, the sun is shining. So they say that this
means the sun is still out.
Right, the sun is out. It's Shkia.
Okay, but when does Shkia start? When
and then
the
this
ball
stays like a cover.
It's when the ball starts hitting the horizon?
This ball, and even before ball, before it even hits the horizon, but it's getting very close.
So when do you start counting?
It takes about 6 minutes for the ball, when it starts hitting the horizon, to go all the way down. Is that 6 minutes? So they say that the Shkia is here, and this is the Tzeis.
So Tzeis when the ball is all the way down? All the way down plus 13 minutes?
No. When the sun goes down, when the sun actually goes down completely below the horizon, that's already Tzeis. What you and I call Shkia, they call Tzeis.
What are the 72 minutes from Pesachim?
And what's the 72 minutes of Pesachim?
According to the Sefer Yerushalmi.
You may?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll do
some more research on the Uranium, because Uranium is... So therefore, the Yerushalayim Jews, they begin Shabbos before sunset.
That's weird.
Way before sunset, because they don't want anyone getting towards the Uranium's Bein Hashmashos. So way before this, they begin Shabbos. They start Shabbos 42 minutes before, because they don't want to get to the Bein Hashmashos of the Uranium. Yes.
Doesn't Rabbeinu Tam know this problem with the fact that it is pitch black on Shabbos because the tomorrow explicitly seems that it's not, and it's
That's the Vilna Gaon attacks to Rabbeinu Tam. He says, how can you say that this is the way it works when the Gemara speaks about half the sky being light and half the sky being dark? That's way before 72 minutes.
What, like if we're considered that night?
Like 72 minutes, it's pitch black all the way through the sky. That's what Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon says, if you look at the sky, but I tell you the truth, I've been looking at the sky. Vilna Gaon says he looked at the sky and he said, the sky is not half light, half dark at 72. It's half light, half dark after 13.5 minutes, like he says, but not at 72. 72, it says it's all dark, the whole sky. But I've been looking at the sky, and I don't know, the sky in New York is not like the sky over Vilna. In New York, after 72, you still see light in the sky. I want you guys to look at it. Look at it tonight. It'll be if you get a clear sky.
What time should you look at?
Now is should be around 20 to 6 or so. Maybe a little bit more, a quarter to 6 is Shkia. So about a quarter to 6 is Shkia. Look at the sky at, let's say, 6 o'clock, 6:15, and then the time's mind will be 7 o'clock. Look at the sky at 7 o'clock. Is there still any light in the sky, or is it all pitch black?
So which one works for the Gemara, but that would remain in Thomas, doesn't it? Because there's still light in the sky according to Gemara when Lada is.
Right? There's light in the sky. So why does there, at 72, the Vilna Gaon claims, astronomical observation that of his, in Vilna, he says 72 minutes, he didn't see any light in the sky. This is much too late to wait. Rebbeinu Tam says you have to wait till then. According to Rebbeinu Tam, 70 minutes is Bein HaShemashos. So Rebbeinu Gaon said 70 minutes, the whole place is dark. 60 minutes, Rebbeinu Tam is Bein HaShemashos. Why is it Bein HaShemashos? Everything is black. I see thousands of stars in the sky. Not just three. That's Rebbeinu Gaon's argument. But Rebbeinu Tam says no. And I tell you the truth. I've been looking at the sky, and I think Rebbeinu Tam has a case. You look at the sky, you tell me what you think. Go out to the country, drive across the bridge where there's no city lights, and go to a mountain, go up on a mountain peak and look. The city lights are going to completely confuse you in terms of how the sky looks. But maybe go up to the top of Belfer. Go to the top of Belfer and look at the sky. Go to the top of your building and look at the sky. From the street level, you're going to have a problem because it's going to be confused with the city lights. Yes?
There's difference in the place. For example, if a person lives in the north place, in Alaska, the sun never raises up during these 6 months of the winter. And if you go to a northern country like Germany, the sun rises up very late in the morning, like 8:30, and it sets very early in the afternoon, like 3:30. And if you go to here to New York, it's something in between. And if you go to Florida, the sun sets, it's around 6:30, a quarter to 7 o'clock. This very winter. And it's interesting observation we made is that when you board a plane here in LaGuardia Airport at around 4:30, the sun starts going down. When the plane goes up, the sun rises again. And you can see the sun for a good hour afterwards. And when you go to Florida, it just starts setting down.
Well, you're raising another issue. There are two other issues which you're bringing up in your discussion. One issue is the latitude. You know, latitude.
But this is maybe the machloket between Vilna Gaon, which lives on the north place, and Rabbeinu Tam, who lives in the middle of France, where it's much south compared to Vilna.
Maybe.
There's a difference when the sun goes up and down. When
yeah, you're saying that the latitude of where they live, and maybe also the elevation. And so maybe the way they look at the sky.
But they're all ground level.
That could be.
They're all ground level. So they don't see it the same way.
I don't know. We have to check. I want you to look at the sky. Even look at the sky in New York City. Okay? Look at the sky tonight. A quarter to six is Shkia. According to Vilna Gaon, 6:15 should be Tzeis HaKochav. Check 6:15. What do you see in the sky?
According to
Vilna Gaon, Tzeis HaKochav should take place around 7 o'clock. Look at the sky at 7 o'clock. See what you see. Do it yourself. See what you see. Look at the sky tonight. Look at the sky at six, a quarter to six. At Shkia. Look at it at 6:15. The Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Gaon. And it's 7 o'clock. See what happens in those three quarters of an hour from 6:15 to 7 o'clock. See what happens. Does the sky really change? Do many stars come out? Is it still banging them?
So when a person in Alaska is going to light the candles when the sun never is
red? There's an issue. Latitude is a big issue. And there's also an issue of elevation. In other words, Washington Heights is higher up than Brooklyn. So for us, the sun sets at a different time than it does in Brooklyn.
So 3 minutes later.
So we should have a different Shkiyas HaChama. And a different
just
state
3 minutes later.
Because of the elevation. This is a new issue which has just erupted in Israel about a year ago. About a year ago, as they were people getting more and more advanced technologically, so they all of a sudden somebody realized that in the same village like Yerushalayim, one building is on top of a hill, so he sees the sun much more than a guy who's living in the bottom of a valley, and the sun is different even without the buildings. Just the elevation itself can make a difference in whether you see the top of a mountain or below a mountain. So they had a whole big thing. It was a big machlokas between the poskim in Israel today, the Nebrak and Shalayim. Should within the same city people light candles different times? Should they finish Shabbos, make Havdalah different times? Or no, all in the same city, should be one time for everybody?
But it's not such a big
and
deal.
How do you figure out the time? Do you take the lowest point in the city or the highest point in the city? Or should we make a chumrah? I'll be machmir both ways. Because the lowest point will probably start Shabbos earlier, but the highest point will start Shabbos later. But ending Shabbos, the lowest point will end earlier, and the highest point in the village will end later. So we should make a calendar for the village. Yerushalayim, the Nedrach, Akbar, the Beit Shemesh. Wherever you have mountains, it's a problem. So my kids live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, a lot of mountains there. So Ramat Beit Shemesh, I remember a year ago, it first exploded, this machlokas about elevations within the same city. Huge signs, you know, how they work in Israel. Each rabbi and his followers pushing his point of view. Huge signs, and I don't know, this year I think they came to a solution. The solution usually is in Israel, you go to Chumrah. So they're machmir for all elevations. And they have new calendars.
But it's not such a big difference. I mean, it's
what? 3-4 minutes. A guy has to make the movies. The movie starts.
Rebbe,
he's
going to
be 3 minutes late. Got to finish Shabbos early.
You're supposed to wait 1 hour after Shabbos.
Very important. He has to get out of Shabbos early.
Rebbe, you say you have to wait 1 hour after Shabbos anyway.
Yes, sure, sure.
Not halakhah l'maaseh, but halakhah l'maaseh. If someone is in a situation where they're driving somewhere for Shabbos, and they find that they're getting very, very close to Shabbos of the Torah, which is what we normally hold,
okay.
Is it okay for someone to rely on
the Bein HaTam
and keep driving?
The Rav said you can rely on the Bein HaTam. The Rav said you could do a Bein HaTam. The Rav said that his opinion is that the Rambam is a Bein HaTam. And
what does the Mechaber say though?
Mechaber is a Bein HaTam, Ramah is a Bein HaTam. Mechaber and Ramah Taskin is a Bein HaTam, Lekula and Lechuma, without any ifs and buts. So Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Shulchan Aruch is a Bein HaTam. According to the Rav, Rambam is Rabbeinu Tam, therefore the Rav said, he passed as Rabbeinu Tam, Lekula. If in a big pinch, it's only a chumrah to follow the Vilna Gaon. However, America, the American rabbinate who created the Jewish calendar in America were people who came from Vilna. The first chief rabbi of New York City, the first and last, was the Magid of Vilna. He came in, he created a sort of a community. So he issued the official calendar of New York City, and they followed Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, and they followed the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon became the Psach of America, Ashkenazi America, until the Satmar Rebbe and the Chassidim came. So it was a quirk. There was two quirks which happened with Vilna Gaon, very strange thing. And the Mechaber and the Ramah are Rabbein HaTam. No ifs and buts. But what happened, very big quirk. America was nothing. It was a wasteland. It was a desert. There was no Judaism here. It was Reform Judaism until the turn of the century. It was all Reform Judaism. There was no Orthodox Jews. So, Rabbi Yosef comes to America, becomes the chief rabbi of New York around the year 1900, and he wants to organize an Orthodox community. And where's he from? Vilna. He is the, what they call the Stadt Magid. He's the official preacher of Vilna. So in Vilna, they follow the rabbi, the Vilna go. So he comes to America and he creates a calendar. Who does he follow? Vilna Gaon. So America becomes Vilna Gaon. Then, same, another very big quirk, Eretz Israel was, of course, all the years was following the Pesach of the Beit Yosef and the Mechaber, which is Rabbeinu Tam. But, around the year 1800, the Vilna Gaon students come to Eretz Israel and settle in Yerushalayim. And they're the first Ashkenazi Jews in Eretz Israel. Vilna was only Sfaradim. Ari HaKadosh, Beit Yosef, Moshe Al-Sheikh, these are all Sfaradim.
Ari was Ashkenazi, he changed
the mantra. Okay, Sfaradim. So, comes the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim Tetzel around the year 1800, the first Ashkenazim. And they settle in Yerushalayim. And who do they follow? Vilna Gaon. So Vilna Gaon becomes the Pesach of New York City, which is America. Vilna Gaon comes to Pesach of Yerushalayim, which then eventually, in the 19th century, all of a sudden, people who come back there to Israel, Zionism, who are they to listen? All these Ashkenazi Jews from Russia, blah, blah, to listen to the local rabbis. Who are the rabbis in Yerushalayim? Students of the Vilna Gaon. You follow the Vilna Gaon. So, very strange thing happened, that until the year 1800, all the Jews, Mechaber, Ramah, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, follow Rabbeinu Tam. But because of 19th century population movement shifting from Europe to America and to Israel, when the transplant of population of Jews goes to America and Israel, all of a sudden you have a new Pesach, Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon. And so Lekula and not just the Chumrah, even Lekula means you end Shabbos early. End Shabbos early. It's a revolution. They're ending Shabbos early. So, Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, even though he himself is a Vriska, and Vriska is, Vilna Gaon is it, but he said, Rabbeinu Tam, in his opinion, Rabbeinu Tam was the real Pesach because of Mechaber Ramah. So, in a pinch, he would do Rabbeinu Tam Lekula, the Rav. I heard him say it many times. He would do Rabbeinu Tam Lekula, but, and he said, of course, keep the Vilna Gaon Lechumra, but if bottom line, he would pass me Rabbeinu Tam. He would pass me Rabbeinu Tam. I would tell you another big nafkamina. I was once with a meeting with the Rav about this meal on Shabbos. The baby is born, I told you my story, Rabbeinu Shmashas. Let's say a baby is born, a boy, not a girl, like in my case. A boy is born Bein HaShemash is Friday. When do you do the bris?
Sunday.
10 days later, Sunday. Because Suffolk, you can't do a bris. Suffolk, you can't be Dosh Shabbos. Suffolk Shemini, you can't be Dosh Shabbos. What happens if a baby is born, it's Yom, it's Laila. You can have a few scenarios. He's born Bein HaShemashos. He's born after sunset. Let's say he's born it's Yom according to the Vilna Gaon, and Laila according to the it's Yom according to Rabbeinu Tam, and Laila according to the Vilna Gaon. Let's say a baby was born 20 minutes after sunset, Friday.
Where?
In New York. 20 minutes after sunset in New York, Friday. Sunset, New York, let's say today is what time, you said?
Quarter to six.
Baby was born Friday night, 5 after 6. Ten after six, the baby came out Friday night. When do you do the bris?
Friday. Shabbat.
Next Shabbos, come to the time, come to the Vilna Gaon, it's a Shabbos baby. Because he's born after, say, the Kochavim Halachic, say, the Kochavim Laila, Friday night, he's a Shabbos baby. This is next week Shabbos. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when is the bris?
Friday.
Next week, Friday. Because he's born by day. It's not even Mishatish Kachama yet. It's still young. He's a Friday baby. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you would do the bris on Friday.
Okay.
So the rabbi would say Friday?
The rabbi would say Friday. And everybody else is doing Shabbos. America, they're doing the bris on Shabbos. You shall have to do the bris on Shabbos. And the rabbi say, I would do the bris Friday. And I was at a meeting where he tried to get the Moralim of America. There's an organization called the American Board of Bris Mila, where the Moralim have an organization. And he was downstairs in this building, maybe 30 years ago. And he said, Rabbi, come in with me. I want you to be with me at this meeting. So I came into the meeting. And all the Moralim, the big Moralim, famous Moralim, people do thousands and thousands of Drissim are there. Biggest Chassidish Moralim and Shivish Moralim. And he's saying, I want you to do the Dris Mila according to this man of the Rabbeinu Tam. He said, no, Rabbi, we're not going to do it. No, when they do the Dris in that case? Sunday. The rock went crazy. He says, you're not passing the Rabbeinu Tam, and you're not passing the Vilna Gaon. You're just passing your own convenience. You don't want to go to a Shabbos Bris, you want to sit home and eat shalom with your wife and children. He says, you're not Moralim, you're gangsters, he says to them. Because you're supposed to do a Bris on Shmini,
right.
And you don't want to do a Shmini Bris, you do it Sunday. Because Sunday is convenient for you.
He's absolutely right, by the way.
He was so angry that he couldn't change them.
He should have changed them.
I've spoken to them later. They said, Rabbi Soloveitchik, we have a lot of respect for you, but we have our customs.
Did some of them follow him?
No.
They
were machmen both ways. No one had to do a bris on Shabbos. No one had to go home. Be home for Shabbos.
But also, it might be a bris.
They don't want to get into the stuff. They say, we don't want to get into our stuff. We'll do it Sunday. The rabbi was screaming at them, but it didn't help. He was angry. He was very angry. He says, listen, you don't want to do, you're not following the Vilna Gaon because you're not doing the Shabbos Bris. So follow the Machabim the Rama. So you're not Vilna Gaon Chassidim. Follow Machabim the Rama. No, we're going to do Sunday. He says, you're nothing. This is what kind of a Bris. Morally, you don't want to follow the Mechaba and the Ma, and you don't want to follow, so you say, I do Vilna Gaon. You don't do Vilna Gaon either. You don't leave Machmir because it's suffering. So you say, I can't do a Bris in this case, not Friday, not Shabbos, I do it Sunday. Because it's convenient to be Sunday. You love a Sunday Bris. Sunday's great. It's very convenient to go for Sunday.
Yeah,
then you're not going to do it.
There's no way
you can do it. I don't know. I would have to Bris me the thing with
the
Rav. Yes!
According to the Torah, the bris is the Yom HaShemini is Shabbos. They do it on Fridays, and it's before the year. I don't know. It's not Yom to the bris.
It's too early.
It's too early. And if the other one's right, that it's really Friday, they do not Shabbos. It's not allowed to stop you by the last Shabbos. So the only thing, all the days for sure, it's not like Hashemilo, but it's put on the Yom on the ninth day or whatever Sunday. For sure, Yom to the bris, and you know.
Let me ask you: did Saint Mohel, who's being machmir both ways, not to do the bris, not Friday, not Shabbos, because he doesn't know the time, the Magon, so he's very machmir. When does he finish Shabbos for himself? When does he take his wife to the movies? When does he answer the telephone after Shabbos? Does he wait for the? When does he start Shabbos and when does he end Shabbos?
Does he do
Rabbeinu Tam also the Chumrah at the end of Shabbos? Does he keep the 72 minutes after Shabbos? Doesn't answer a telephone? Doesn't turn on the radio or go out to the local store to buy the Saturday night newspaper? When does he end Shabbos? If he's machmir for himself, that he's machmir, like he starts Shabbos like the Vilna Gaon, and he ends Shabbos like the Rabbeinu Tam, then Kol HaKavod, he can be machmir and Bris Mila also. But if in his personal life, he's being maker one way or the other, he has no right to throw a chumrah at a baby who needs a bris, Yom Shemini.
But what if his family?
Yes, Noah.
I know a Moe who does that. So
does what?
He keeps Rabbeinu Tam afterwards.
Oh, so that's good. Then he can be machmir on the bris mila too. Yeah. That's good. He's a good guy. Yom Moe is a good guy.
Can you?
Has to get this.
I don't see where the safety of your name comes in terms
of the same. Everything starts earlier. Everything starts
at Mars. The stars coming out.
There's stars
at 4:30.
There's stars at 4:30.
Ready?
Here is only an answer to show, right?
No, it's all over the world.
Rebbe, can't one avoid this problem by being Mekabel Shabbos before very early, as early as possible on Friday? Or
but you also the Yerayim Shita?
I'm just saying being Mekabel Shabbos early so that there's no suffering for babies born on Shabbos.
It doesn't change, no. Being Mekabel Shabbos won't change the time the baby's out.
You can't unbe half the baby. Bias for the bias.
No, that's
it. What about the woman?
Doesn't work that way.
She can't take a Shabbos.
Unbe half the Shabbos won't change the amount of the person you have. It's a personal thing. It doesn't change the... It doesn't bring Shabbos into the world.
The baby that wasn't.
It doesn't change the date of his birth.
That's our other
that can't do that. Can't
the rabbi's so. The American sheep that's a half an hour after Hanukkah is really the
only thing that's on.
No, it's not.
No, I'm saying because if she gave the Talmud at 4:30.
So you light candles, then you light candles at 4:12.
We light candles 18 minutes. The minute, that's very interesting. In order to be marking for the Iranian a little bit, she light candles have lots of snails in America.
18 before Shia, right?
18 before Shia would be at 4:12.
So you light candles at 4:12. If you make $1 at 5:12, it's not your rhythm time. When is your rhythm time 6? 72 after 4:30. 72 after 4:30.
No.
72 after 4:30.
All right.
42. 42. So if you're going to make Abdullah at 5:12, you're losing a half an hour. That's why if you want to be Yosef Rabbeinu Talmud, and I want to recommend this, if you want to really be Rabbi Reichman's Talmud, you have to do this. You have to tack on another half an hour. The enemy shops.
And miss the movies.
You have to keep the Rabbeinu Tam.
Lachum.
Not for Rabbeinu Tam, not to make Abdullah for another half an hour. In other words, an hour and a half after candle lighting is when you make Abdullah. You got the 72 minutes of Rabbeinu Tam. You finished his Bein HaShemashes. That is the minimal to be my full talent.
So this Friday.
Not a selective Talmud, but a Talmud all the way. Wait, you add the extra half an hour.
What
and go
the
hour and a half.
You want to grow?
Add a half hour of candlelighting and go driving around half hour after sunset?
No.
That's
a mock mirror. Mock mirror both ways. Mock mirror the Vilna Gaon at the beginning, and mock mirror the Vilna Gaon at the end. Then you're really it. You're real brisk.
I think what Rav Moshe Feinstein was, I'm not sure, that he asked me that Rabbeinu Tam time was 72 minutes, so that's for Europe, and America is different because of the
latitude? The latitude. Okay.
So there is like 50 minutes or something like that.
He shortens it or he lengthens it?
He shortens it.
Makes it less than 70.
Yeah.
Still not going to help. Those who, because it's a half an hour. People are making Shabbos Havdalah 1 hour after Hadlachat Neirot, and that is a half hour gap to the 72. So even if you cut the 72 down, you're only going to cut it down 10-15 minutes.
Yes.
Close.
Yeah,
you're not going. You still gonna have to add. You can't make Havdalah 1 hour after Hadlachat Neirot. You're not going to make Rabbeinu Tam. No way.
Yeah,
so do it. All the Hasidim in the world make Havdalah only after 72. The Hasidim, the general meaning of Hasidim is to daven Maariv Matzah Shabbos 60 minutes after Shkia. They daven Maariv at 60 minutes after Shkia, and they make Havdalah at 72. That's the meaning.
Well,
Rabbi Wolfson is different. He won't even begin Maariv until 72, even more. He goes 90.
Why not?
There's a different shita that you should go 90. more than the 72. Yes, Eliezer.
There's a Rebbe in Yerushalayim who has Shabbos at like
Sunday morning.
That's Tosefta. That's just adding Zman. That's not a sheet of a Beit Matan.
Well, Rebbe, if we're saying that 72, it's not even completely dark. It's not
it's finished.
So how? So it would have to be that he meant the 90 minutes according to that spark. That 90 minutes would be the Kumra and 72 would be the Kumra.
72 is the minimum of Beit Matan.
Right, so
you can't say I'm being machmer or I'm keeping my Beit Matan and not keep at least 72. Now, Mechaber and Rama are not, you just can't poo-poo a Mechaber and Rama. A Mechaber and Rama are very serious. That's a very serious halachic powerhouse, combo, duo. Mechaber and Rama, it's a 1-2 punch, man.
Now you're making the point just about the importance of
keep up in Otan Lechumra. I have the Shabbos. Shabbos is Nisa Deraisa. Chiyuv Skila. Mumar Lechol Atara Kula.
But no Jews Mechal Shabbos.
No, you can't come out. But we can't come out too strongly because the average American synagogue. I lost my first application to be a rabbi in the shul because of the Rebbe Natan. When I was like this, that's before I realized that it shouldn't be a shul rabbi. But I went to a very interesting shul. It's very interesting because it was in Englewood, and my son ended up now in Englewood 30 years later. So I went to the shul in Englewood, and it wasn't Abbas Torah, it was actually Rabbi Ganach shul. And the rabbi had gone away to Israel and Aliyah, so I was interviewed. And okay, so they had, so then I don't know how it came up, the end of Shabbos. I when you're gonna finish Shabbos, it's a big deal, you know, you gotta get out with your wife, you gotta go to the parties or whatever. So I said, you know, I know that the synagogue from the Gong, so I said, but I personally keep a Beit Matan for myself. And I also really, when I keep a Beit Matan, I don't have a Maariv because I wanna have a Beit Matan plus I wanna add some more. So I said, of course with the shul daven like the Bona Gon, but to me, the rabbi, I'm going to keep a bit of time. And I'm not going to make up dollar at that point. I won't drive home. Said, no, that was it. You can't be a rabbi of a shul. You keep Shabbos more than the people in the shul. What are we? We're Machal Shabbos, and you're more religious than us. Either you end Shabbos like us, or that's it. So I said, I have to keep a Beit Matan, so I cannot become your rabbi. So I hope the Beit Matan will help me in Olam Haba. Oh shit, worked out okay. My son is when my son became rabbi in Englewood, he had to make Hataras Nadam. He made a Hataras Nadam because in my house he kept a Beit Matan, but in the shul, he knows he has to keep the Rav Nagon. So it's not the nether. Maybe that's how it's the gun. He keeps the Vilna gone.
So if a person is
America passes Vilna gone. I mean, we can't say America is wrong. America passes Vilna gone. That's it. It's upset. But if you want to be a brisker, you want to be a Talmud of the Rav, you have to keep a bit of time, at least a chumrah.
Also,
do
you
want
to be a chassid?
Huh?
Also, do you want to be a chassid?
A chassid. Right, chassid, no one can call themselves any kind of chassid in any rhyme or fashion without Rabbi Natan. All chassidim, from left to right, all passed in Rabbi Natan. Certainly the chumrah, for sure. No chassid will ever end Shabbos before the Rabbi Natan. Never. If you do, you're not a chassid. You join the other side. I'll give you a time in front of you.